From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump will hold a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki on July 16th. Lindsay Walters is the deputy White House spokesperson.
The president is pursuing this meeting in the interest of America's national security to determine whether Russia is willing to make progress in our relationship. The president hopes that the meeting can help reduce tensions and lead to constructive engagement that improves peace and security around the world.
Walters also said President Trump does not believe Russia played a role in the 2016 campaign as being investigated by a U.S. special counsel. President Trump tweeted condolences for the families of the five people killed by a gunman at the offices of a local newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, not far from Washington. Law enforcement officials said some of the other victims were gravely injured in that incident. Police are interrogating the suspect. They have been able to identify him, but what motivated the shooting is still unknown. President Trump is expanding his feud with motorcycle manufacturer Harley-Davidson, AP Sagar Magani reporting.
Even as he hailed the groundbreaking of a massive new Foxconn complex in Wisconsin, the president was thinking of a Badger State business he says has disappointed him. Harley-Davidson announced this week it'll shift some production overseas to avoid new European Union tariffs resulting from his trade dispute with allies. After tweeting about it for 3 days, the president addressed the company directly.
Please build us beautiful motorcycles in the USA, please, okay? Don't get cute with us.
Saying its customers will be unhappy if the iconic motorcycles are made overseas. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Italy has blocked the adoption of an agreement at the European Union summit in Brussels, demanding the bloc do more to help Rome's migration crisis. Italy's month-old populist government refused to sign any joint agreements, instead holding out for an action by other European countries to help deal with the migrants and refugees coming to Italy from North Africa. Catherine Field, a Paris-based journalist on the EU efforts to come up with some sort of resolution.
They're trying to cobble something together which would be, if you like, some sort of interim step which would allow EU heads of government to get out of this cul-de-sac that they're in and find a way to edge towards some sort of consensus on how to deal with this migrant influx sometime before the end of this year. We're not even talking about getting an agreement within the next couple of months.
EU said in 2015 there would be 1.8 million illegal border crossings into member countries. EU President Donald Tusk wrote in a letter ahead of this week's summit, the number of migrant crossings has dropped by 96%. President Trump's wife, Melania, has returned to the U.S. border with Mexico, her second visit in a week, getting a firsthand look at conditions surrounding the detention of thousands of migrants who have illegally entered the country, including children separated from their parents. Upon arriving at an airbase in the border state of Arizona, she engaged in a roundtable discussion with border and immigration officials.
I'm looking forward for our discussion and to tour the facility. And I'm here to support you and give my help, whatever I can, for behalf of children and the families.
Trump administration confronting an immigration crisis, the result of zero tolerance policy aimed at apprehending anyone who illegally crosses the Mexican border into the U.S. For weeks, people have been protesting the Trump policy. In Guatemala City, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told the leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador they must do more to stop the flow of illegal migrants who enter the United States.
The numbers are staggering. Since the start of this year, more than 150,000 Guatemalans, Hondurans, and Salvadorans have left their homes and made the often dangerous journey to the southern border of the United States and sought to enter our nation illegally.
Mr. Pence also made the comments were about economic struggles, he says, and crime, violent crimes that have pushed many people to try to sneak into the U.S. in hopes of finding better lives. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.